The deep and ongoing divisions between the Jason Kenney UCP and the Justin Trudeau Liberals have led to many disputes and disagreements in recent years. Whether it is the response to the COVID-19 pandemic or the funding of healthcare, the two sides have been in almost constant battle, with ordinary residents sometimes looking on in disbelief. Whether the continuous rancor has been beneficial to the province and nation remains an open question. What is known is that a federal-provincial program aimed at helping agricultural producers deal with a series of misfortunes in 2021 has proven to be a welcome example of the two sides working for the benefit of all. Coming together to address the impacts of last year's drought across Western Canada, the federal and provincial governments teamed up on the Agri-Recovery Initiative, which ended up helping many thousands of producers cover extraordinary costs, principally for the feeding of livestock. The initial response to the program saw more than $180 million provided to more than 14,000 applicants caring for more than 1.2 million animals. The second phase was equally successful, with more than 11,000 producers receiving more than $170 million. Nate Horner, Alberta Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Rural Economic Development, said the Agri-Recovery Program proved to be a success for the agriculture industry, allowing producers to carry on with their vital work. Last year was tough for many Alberta farmers and ranchers, but they persevered and met the challenges that came at them, said Horner. Marie-Claude Bibeau, Federal Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food, echoed Horner's comments, saying, "Alberta producers have once again shown their strength and resiliency in overcome the challenges of the past year. Cooperation between the Trudeau Liberals and the Kenney UCP has been all but non-existent in recent years. Thankfully, the two sides managed to put their differences aside in support of the vital agriculture industry through the Agri-Recovery Initiative in 2021. Perhaps similar cooperative efforts could be possible going forward in 2022? Dan Singleton is an editor with the Albertan.